अथ सप्तत्रिंशः सर्गः। तच्छ्रुत्वा राक्षसेन्द्रस्य वाक्यम् वाक्यविशारदः प्रत्युवाच महातेजामारीचो राक्षसेश्वरम् सुलभाः पुरुषा राजन् सततम् प्रियवादिनः अप्रियस्य च पथ्यस्य वक्ता श्रोता च दुर्लभः न नूनम् बुध्यसे रामम् महावीर्यगुणोन्नतम् अयुक्तचारश्च पलो महेन्द्रवरुणोपमम् अपि स्वस्ति भवेत्तात सर्वेषामपि रक्षसा अपि रामो न सङ्क्रुद्धः कुर्याल्लोकान राक्षसान् अपि ते जीवितान्ताय नोत्पन्ना जनकात्मजा अपि सीतानिमित्तम् च न भवेद्यसनम् महत् अपि त्वामीश्वरम् प्राप्य कामवृत्तम् निरङ्कुशम् न विनश्येत्पुरी लङ्का त्वया सहस राक्षस त्वद्विदः कामवृत्तो हि दुःशीलः पापमन्त्रितः आत्मानम् स्वजनम् राष्ट्रम् स राजा हन्ति दुर्मतिः न च पित्रा परित्यक्तो नामर्यादः कथञ्चन न लुब्धो न च दुःशीलो न च क्षत्रियपांसनः न च धर्मगुणैर्हीणः कौसल्यानन्दवर्धनः न च तीक्ष्णो हि भूतानाम् सर्वभूतहिते रतः मञ्चितम् पितरम् दृष्ट्वा कैकेय्या सत्यवादिनम् करिष्यामीति धर्मात्मा दतः प्रव्रजितो वनम् कैकेय्याः प्रियकामार्थम् पितुर्दशरथस्य च हित्वा राज्यम् च भोगांश्च प्रविष्टो दण्डकावनम् न रामः कर्कशस्तात ना विद्वान्नाजितेन्द्रियः अनृतम् न श्रुतम् चैव नैव त्वम् वक्तुमर्हसि रामो विग्रहवान् धर्मः साधुः सत्यपराक्रमः राजा सर्वस्य लोकस्य देवानामिव वासवः कथम् नु तस्य वैदेहीम् रक्षिताम् स्वेन तेजसा इच्छसे प्रसभम् हर्तुम् प्रभामिव विवस्वतः शरार्चिशमनाधृश्यम् चापखड्गेन्धनम् रणे रामाग्निम् सहसा दीप्तम् न प्रवेष्टुम् त्वमर्हसि धनुर्व्यादितदीप्तास्यम् शरार्चिशममर्षणम् चापबाणधरम् तीक्ष्णम् शत्रुसेनापहारिणम् राज्यम् सुखम् च सन्त्यज्य जीवितम् चेष्टमात्मनः नात्यासादयितम् तात रामान्तकमिहार्हसि अप्रमेयम् हि तत्तेजो यस्य सा जनकात्मजा न त्वम् समर्थस्ताम् हर्तुम् रामचापाश्रयाम् वने तस्य वैनरसिंहस्य सिंहोरस्कस्य भामिनी प्राणेभ्योऽपि प्रियतरा भार्या नित्यमनुव्रता न सा दर्शयितुम् शक्या मैथिल्योजस्विनः प्रिया दीप्तस्येव हुताशस्य शिखा सीता सुमध्यमा किमुद्यमम् व्यर्थमिमम् कृत्वा ते राक्षसाधिप दुष्टश्चेत्त्वम् व्रणे तेन तदन्तमुपजीवितम् जीवितम् च सुखम् चैव राज्यम् चैव सुदुर्लभम् यदीच्छसि चिरम् भोक्तुम् मा कृथा रामविप्रियम् स सर्वैः सचिवैः सार्धम् विभीषणपुरस्कृतैः मन्त्रयित्वा स धर्मिष्ठैः कृत्वा निश्चयमात्मनः दोषाणाम् च गुणानाम् च सम्प्रधार्य बलाबलम् आत्मनश्च बलम् ज्ञात्वा राघवस्य च तत्त्वतः हितम् हितव निश्चित्य क्षमम् त्वम् कर्तुमर्हसि अहम् तु मन्ये तव न क्षमम् रणे समागमम् कोसल राजसूनुना इदम् हि भूय शृणु वाक्यमुत्तमम् क्षमम् च युक्तम् च निशाचराधिप इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे सप्तत्रिंशः सर्गः।
Aranyakanda, Canto 37. Maricha tries to dissuade Ravana from his purpose. Hearing the aforesaid proposal of Ravana, the ruler of ogres, Maricha, who was possessed of exceptional glory and was a master of expression, replied as follows to the king of Rakshasas. People speaking agreeable words are always easy to find. He, however, who speaks words which, though unpalatable, are yet wholesome, is difficult to find. Having not employed spies to find out the real state of affairs in your kingdom, and being fidgety yourself, you surely do not know Rama, who is elevated in point of excellences, going together with exceptional valor, and is a compeer of the mighty Indra and Varuna, the god of water. May all be well with all the ogres, O dear Ravana. Let not the infuriated Rama render the worlds empty of ogres. Would that Sita, the daughter of Janaka, were not born to compass the end of your life. Would that no great calamity befell you on account of Sita. Would that, having obtained you, licentious and unbridled as you are, as its master, the city of Lanka did not perish along with you, as also with the ogres inhabiting it. A king who is licentious and evil-minded is of evil conduct and is counseled by sinful men, surely ruins himself, his own kith and kin, as well as his state. Rama has not been disowned by his father, nor has he transgressed the bounds of morality in any way, nor is he greedy, nor of evil conduct, nor again has he brought disgrace to the Kshatriyas. Nor is he devoid of piety and virtues, enhancing as he does the joy of Kausalya, his mother. Nor again is he severe to living beings, devoted as he is to the good of all created beings. Seeing his father, who always spoke the truth, hoodwinked by Kaikeyi, his stepmother, Rama, whose mind is set on virtue, departed for the forest from Ayodhya, saying, I will prove him to be truthful of speech. Renouncing the throne of Ayodhya, as well as the enjoyments of sense, he penetrated into the forest of Dandaka, in order to accomplish the cherished desire of Kaikeyi, as well as of King Dasharatha. Nor is Rama hard-hearted, O dear one, nor ignorant, nor are his senses unsubdued. Nor has any charge of falsehood been heard about him, nor ought you to level any such charge against him. Rama is virtue incarnate, pious, and of unfailing prowess. He is the ruler of the entire humanity, even as Indra is the ruler of gods. How, I wonder, do you intend to bear away by force his consort Sita, a princess of the Videha territory, protected by her own spiritual energy, any more than one can take away the brilliance of the sun? You ought not precipitately to enter the inviolable fire, blazing on a battlefield in the form of Rama, with arrows as its flames and the bow and sword as fuel. Relinquishing for your good, your throne, and happiness, as well as your beloved life, O dear one, you ought not to meet at close quarters death in the form of Rama, with the bow as his wide open blazing mouth, the arrows as his rays, wearing a stern aspect in indignation and capable of wiping off the enemy's forces. Immeasurable is the glory of the prince to whom that daughter of Janaka belongs. You are not capable of bearing her away, protected as she is in the forest by the bow of Rama. The young lady is the consort of that lion among men who has a chest broad as the lion's and is dearer to him than his very life and ever devoted to him. Sita, that princess of Mithila, who is distinguished by a slender waist, is the beloved wife of a powerful man and cannot be overpowered any more than the flame of a blazing fire. What will be gained by you by entering on this futile endeavor, O suzerain lord of ogres? If you are ever seen by him on a field of battle, that will be the end of your life. If you wish to enjoy for long life and happiness as also the throne, which is extremely hard to win, pray, don't give offense to Rama. Taking counsel with all your most virtuous ministers headed by Bibhishana and making up your mind, nay, weighing carefully the preponderance and otherwise of the merits and demerits of the proposition and judging aright your own strength as well as that of Rama, a scion of Raghu, and ascertaining what is conducive to your good, you ought to do the proper thing. I, for my part, do not deem fit your encounter on a field of battle with Rama, the prince of Kosala. Listen once more, O suzerain lord of ogres, to my following most useful, appropriate, and reasonable submission. Thus ends Canto 37 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.